Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, anything new tonight?
No, the hecklers, the McGovernites, are really stirring up the animals, however. They've been really raising hell with the vice president today in San Diego.
Oh, did they?
And they were out in front of the headquarters here. And, of course, that follows the... This will backfire on them, though, if it keeps up. I mean, it'll, you know, if it becomes part of the... Tonight it was CBS, for example, tonight. I didn't see all the nets, but I did see CBS. Said that these were McGovern supporters who were heckling Agnew. And they, a couple of scroungy kids standing up. And Agnew, he kept his cool. He got a little angry. And then one of the fellows in the crowd who looked just the picture of a Pete Brennan type just walked over and smashed one of the demonstrators.
Good.
Oh, God. Knocked him cold.
Good.
And the footage came, from our standpoint, the footage came off fine. I just don't think people like that. The governor had a good day. He got a big crowd in New York when he rode through the garment district with Teddy. But and Severide was on moaning how poor George McGovern was just still a candidate a little bit ahead of his times. Lagging badly in the polls, but cheered by his faithful in the streets. Poor fella, just came along at the wrong time.
Well, anybody can get a crowd in the garment district, 36, you know.
Oh, sure.
They'll come out in New York. That's all right.
Well, we're cheering, he was crowing about 40,000 people, which in New York, anytime, you know, you can get that by one traffic jam.
That's right.
But that's just typical.
Right.
They're giving it a. Now they're not giving it a dying gasp. I think he's looking like what he is, a completely beaten fella, totally beaten fella. The Vietnam thing, I think is playing all right. The two lashback was strong tonight, but when you think about that one, Mr. President, the Hawks have absolutely no place to go. I mean, they're sure as hell not going to be.
Well, they can sit it out, I suppose, and this and that, but good God, they can't go to McGovern.
No, I don't think they'll sit it out. McGovern scares them, and for a whole variety of reasons. I'm not at all worried about the right. I just think we want to keep that hopeful business alive. That hopeful mood. CBS was throwing a little cold water on it tonight, as Cronkite was, as was to be expected. He said that hopes for the settlement were dimming in Washington now. Well, that, I suppose, some of that we're going to get from CBS and Post. I think the Times has been playing it, I must say, to their credit, they've been playing it pretty well from our standpoint.
Henry's worked on
it. Yeah, I guess Henry is able to control it. But it's going fine. And as I say, the Sinlinger stuff...
We got to expect that the whole Vietnam thing is it's going to be quite confused and all that in this period. And we've just got to stand firm and...
Well, I think the confusion is fine, because people interpret confusion as being... That's the way people are when they're negotiating. And the thing that we want to do just for 5 days is keep the prospect alive that the war is coming to an end. I mean, you can't build people up quite as high as Henry did, saying peace is at hand, and then let them all the way down. You can't throw cold water on them after they have had warm water. But thus far, I think it is playing just right. The McGregor statement, which Clark got out today, which was a real nut cutter at the demonstrators, is moved on the wires, at least, so we may...
Didn't make the network, so...
Well, unfortunately, this is the problem we've been having. They didn't get it out. We got it out. Our people got it out, but the wires didn't move it until 4:30 or 5, which makes it hard. I don't know if it did not make CBS, which is the only one I watch.
What about in Boston? They still, I hope they're keeping
hell of a
up
local,
there.
Hell of a local reaction. The
good.
Police chief up there is putting out a blast. Collins is going to run that ad, as I told you, and I did not get, I tried to get Becker tonight, and I didn't, but I was, he's polling every day, so he would pick up a reaction to it. I may still get him tonight. I'm convinced, though, I've had two other unsolicited calls from Republicans who said that people were really incensed over it, and, but from the Democratic areas, I haven't checked anybody beyond Collins and, of course, what Joe Turow found. Turow did call back and say that a hell of a lot of people were talking about it. I think it'll help us up there. I think that's going to be, right time, really. You know, just 5 days before. People do resent it. The McGregor statement is excellent, is getting enough play that it ought to, sure as hell ought to.
It'll get some sort of a kick.
Sure. Well, you know, and people see it, Mr. President. You almost, My wife said she saw the Boston thing on the Today Show this morning. I didn't realize it was on, but apparently film footage of that. And then tonight, Agnew being heckled by identified McGovern supporters. I don't think people like that. Our people are not doing that to McGovern anywhere. Some of the labor fellows did at one point, but
we've been very, very circumspect.
We really have. Considering the
provocation.
Yeah, that's right, and the pious self-righteousness of this son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going after him tomorrow, Dole is, with some more fundraising violations. Well, at least, I'm not sure those do any good, except they keep it fuzzed up a little bit.
Sure.
And that's a value. I think there's, you asked me today earlier about the news summary. I think there's just beginning to creep in, Mr. President, a backlash to to McGovern on being quite so self-righteous at the same time that his rhetoric is so extreme. I think there's...
I think so, huh?
Yeah, I was noticing a Philadelphia Inquirer editorial today, and that's not, that's not a paper that's always with us on everything.
No. Nope.
It's in the lead editorial entitled, "A Rattled Senator McGovern Loses His Balance Again." And then it really, apparently they used one of the fact sheets we sent around, because it really talks about all the very extreme statements that he's made and how far off base he's been and how now he's trying to get on both sides of Vietnam and this strident escalation of his attacks on President Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
He said originally the incumbent Republican administration was described as corrupt, then it was the most corrupt in recent American history, finally denounced as the most corrupt in 2 centuries of American government. And that goes on to say this is just, he's overblowing it and being vindictive. Being mean. It's quite a sharp editorial, but there are others creeping up like this, and I really think that especially if he really swings wildly, then I don't know. I guess he can't swing much more wild than he is.
I suppose the Vietnam thing, of course, is the big issue, and that will that's going to be very hard to judge, how they'll react with the... we just got to play it cool.
Well, I don't really think at this point in time, I just think that vote is right now is very solid. There isn't anything that would jar it significantly, Mr. President. I mean, when you get the New York Daily News polls taken a week apart, showing absolutely no movement, really, of any, in 1 point statewide, the Harris poll, which Lou doesn't pay so much attention to the head-to-head as he does to the internals of it, what makes it up, the image stuff, and the issue stuff. When all of that is as solid as it is, and we've come all this way with the really very, very solid support for you from the very outset, nothing in the last few days is going to change it unless it were enormously dramatic, unless, the North Vietnamese were to invade.
They aren't going to do that.
Something...
If they do, we might make a mess out of that.
Well, that's right, you could, although you don't want to unsettle people, I think that
much, no.
No, I don't think we do. I just think we want to keep
they're
close
gonna,
to the status.
In my view, they're not going to invade, because I don't think they got the stuff.
Oh, no. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. But, I meant it would take something really dramatic. I think if the people just, and we may have to, I told Henry this afternoon, he may have to figure some way to give signs of activity. If the people just think this is rolling on, and if you... If the thing does get too hot, then at some point we can make the point that we're just not going to do anything right now because of an election. We're just not going to let it.
And the McGovern's made it impossible to negotiate.
Yeah, well,
that's another way to put it.
That's right. And he damn near did this morning what he was saying about, well, there won't be an agreement now. And the two is blocking it at the very same time that Shriver is out saying, well, if I were two, I wouldn't sign the agreement either. Jesus, what a...
Yeah.
Wait. I mean, they look asinine. I don't think anything, I'm not worried at all about a little bit of pessimism creeping into the CBS report tonight. That doesn't bother me. As I told Henry today...
Well, they're doing their damnedest, CBS, of course, to...
Yeah, they really are.
...prove their case. Boy, they are really showing their colors. Well, that's all right.
I wrote Paley a one-line letter today and said, after watching last night, obviously there's no need for further conversation.
That's good.
He'll get that jabbed into him. He'll understand.
That's good.
And they'll go a long way before they get anything, I hope, out
that's
of anybody
right.
here.
Right.
They may be on strike. The IBEW has walked out on them, and their contract is over, and they have no new contract. It'd be too bad if they went out this weekend, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
Couldn't have gone to a nicer bunch of fellas.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly, Mr. President, I would not at this point have any apprehensions over them. The way the Vietnam thing has played out in my mind is perfect. I think it hit like a bolt out of the blue. Frankly, when I think we needed it, I think it broke McGovern's stride. I think he was beginning to make some points on us and
right.
on the corruption issue. Just wipe that away. That's gone. And
now we're talking about this issue, which is not really his best issue.
It's our issue. Well, the idea of, and I still like this, and Connolly's got it for tomorrow morning, the idea of a vote of confidence for the president to strengthen his hand so that he can, so that the whole world knows that the American people stand behind him as he, as he now, the final stages, he's brought 500,000 men home now, we're at the final stages of peace in Vietnam, and strengthen his hand for the major goals of peace in the world and his dealings with the Soviet Union and China. It really is, that's the way people feel. And, I think if we just, take something awfully dramatic to shake it loose. And I must say that New York Daily News is...
That comes out in the morning.
It comes out tomorrow morning. God, that should just rock them.
That'll rock them again.
Yeah, they're awful rocked on the Harris thing. God, Severide talked about the Harris poll tonight, how unusual it was in the last week for someone with a major, with a huge lead, not to be closing, but to be widening. And that's how he led into his report of, too bad poor old George was out of phase with the times. And the Harris poll is running all over the wires again today. So it,
good.
That sure has gotten a lot of play.
Good.
And we'll just run right over him and crush him.
That's what we're going to try to do.
I noticed, one of the very best things that we've done in this campaign was your insistence that we get our candidates hammering at the. At the House members and
right
House candidates.
Is that getting through now?
Oh yeah, that well, there's a long piece by Neil Gilbride on AP how governors, various gubernatorial candidates, are running away from a governor that just moved over the wires this afternoon. But then there's just a delightful little one about a Democratic congressional candidate, a state senator in Orlando, made a formal protest to the Fair Campaign Practices Committee that supporters of his Republican opponent are trying to link his name with Democratic presidential nominee George McGovern.
Huh.
I think when a Democratic candidate for Congress files a formal complaint with the Fair Campaign Practices Committee because he's being tied to the head of his ticket.
My God.
That has never happened in American politics. You call it dirty politics because you're accusing him of
being loyal to your party.
Of being loyal to his party.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you how deep that's cutting.
Well, we just hope they all keep it up.
We got good news.
You know,
what's that? Good news tomorrow on the wholesale prices. That
right.
Smallest monthly increase since the controls went on it.
Right.
That comes at a very nice time for us.
What is the situation, incidentally? Let me ask you about Wes Powell again. Rose was here tonight. She really feels she's been talking to Louis Wyman and others that... That we really ought to consider a pop in there after we do that thing in Rhode Island. Two reasons. One, just to show our appreciation of New Hampshire. And second, the long chance that maybe the guy might make it. You don't think so?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I think he's got a shot at it, Mr. President. If we do as well in New Hampshire as just even as well as Johnson did in 64 over Goldwater, which I think we will, I think the coattails will bring him in. I really, yeah, I do think so.
What do you think about just...
I think it's too much.
You think it's
trying
too much?
Trying to cover too much ground, yes, sir. And I think you'll... I think what you're likely to do...
to mobilize the Democrats.
Yeah, I'm really afraid of that. And
I think you're right.
I'm afraid of it nationally. I'm not...
Nationally, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, the minute you...
And anyway, he's going to get in... apart from our going there.
Well, my view of it, and I told Holloman I thought Rhode Island was fine to do an airport, and they want it up there, and we're ahead, and it's kind of unique, and it's the smallest state. I think really anything in New England has that tendency, and okay, in and out of Rhode Island, fine, but then you do Rhode Island and New Hampshire, and then the people say, well, he was afraid to come to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
That's a real problem. I would not.
I agree.
Also, they'll start identifying too many Senate seats that we're going after,
right.
And you get into
that's
the,
right. That's right.
The partisan.
Another point. Well, we're leaving out Rhode Island. We're leaving out Virginia.
No, leaving out New Hampshire, you mean?
No, I'm sorry. We're leaving out New Hampshire and Virginia, so it doesn't get it too identified.
Alabama, Louisiana, there are quite a few Senate.
Well, Alabama, Louisiana.
Quite a few Senate. Well, Idaho,
North
Montana.
North Dakota, Montana, Idaho. Well, Idaho we'll take, but we'll hold that, I think. And,
no, I think you're, frankly, I've been opposed to a lot of campaigning until the very last. The way you're doing it is perfect. I think you've hit just the right amount, and I would not
add to it.
No, I would not add to it. And it would also look, to add now, I think Ziegler today laid out the schedule, and it's pretty clear to everybody what you've got on for the rest of the campaign.
That, if that just about does it, yeah.
Yeah. And also you...
Well, I'll give Wes a call. That's one thing we can do.
I sent a note in that this afternoon with 10 call recommendations for this weekend, and one of them was Powell.
Well, we could give him a
because
call.
I do think that anybody you call right now is news. Sonny Jurgensen's call is moving on the wires.
Oh, really?
Which is great.
We didn't put it out.
No, he did, but it came out as a nifty little story that what you told him, that you'd been down, fought your way back, and gave him encouragement. That's great. I mean, that's good stuff. And you can help a candidate with a call. I mean, I think a call to New Hampshire to Powell would be...
We could make that call Friday morning, for example, after I do the television tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that'd be excellent.
Right.
That'd be well worth doing.
Okay.
We'll do. We'll keep right after him, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.